life in general is that way. Like, we are so rich compared to the rest of the world that we continually exploit the rest of the world for supplies. You know, we consume, you know, we make up how much? 20% of the population, and we consume 60% of the resources. I don't know all the numbers, but it's something that wide. But I don't think that's really the point of the reading from Isaiah or Jesus' words from Matthew about being in a position where things are okay and just to the very nature of how much we consume, we exploit the rest of the world. I do think that the point is that we are called to advocate for people who are oppressed and people who are exploited and people who are in need. And further, I think that the point is we do it not because we're better. Look how blessed we are. Look what we can do. Look how we can help, pat ourselves on the back. But it's because all people, every single person on the planet, is precious as God's creation. And as advocates in that way, here's two things that it's necessary for us to do. We have to act with kindness, and we have to act with justice. Kindness, our guide in loving God and loving our neighbor as ourselves. Justice, our guide in loving God and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And those two things are not easy to do. It's not always easy to pursue justice and be kind. It's not always easy to pursue kindness and be just. Because when we pursue a cause, it's so often we end up with a battle of words. Or worse, where people get hurt. And I wish that we never, ever went there. But I wonder, is there ever a time not to be kind? You know, sometimes you can see examples. Jesus in the temple, turning things over, wasn't a very kind thing to do. But he was offended by how the people were acting. Luke's Beatitudes, where it says, blessed are you, but then it says, woe to you. Those are words that are offensive and unkind that Jesus used to, woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your consolation. Now, not having Jesus' perfect judgment, I don't know when we cross that line to not be kind. I think it best that we never have to cross that line. I really think it best that our journey towards justice is woven with kindness, and our journey towards kindness is woven with justice. And the two are just woven into each other. And I believe that we have to trust God to guide us through the difficult straits of how that works. Sometimes we have to let go of that anger in order to let the kindness and the justice just break forth. You know, last year, on Ash Wednesday, I was on a sabbatical. I was giving up church for Lent. This was the first day, or actually I started a few days before. I really did. I didn't work in any kind of congregation all of Lent last year. And for Ash Wednesday, I went to a Catholic Mass. And during the Mass, the priest explained this journey of Lent as something that we begin during Advent, when we prepare to learn how valuable God believes we are. And then after Christmas, we spent 8 weeks responding to that knowledge of how precious we are to God by hearing God's call to discipleship. And now we've responded to the call, and we say, here I am, Lord. And God gives us Lent, which is, come off on a journey with me. He likened this journey that God calls us to do during Lent as it's like a Hindu expression. There's a Hindu expression, renounce and enjoy. Anyone familiar with that? Renounce that which holds you back. Enjoy the fullness that your Creator gives. During Lent, we give up the things that keep us from living our lives as disciples of Jesus, and then we go on a journey of preparing for the celebration of Jesus' resurrection. We renounce and we enjoy. Renounce that which turns us away from kindness and from justice as we enjoy our journey towards kindness and justice. And I wonder today, as you're thinking, I wonder what needs to be renounced. the fancy way of saying, what's she giving up for Lent? You know, it's not a rule here. You don't have to give something up for Lent. Anybody giving something up for Lent? What are you giving up? Go ahead, what are you giving up? Yeah. Soda, huh? Soda, pop, and oh, that's another debate there, isn't there? What are you giving up?
French fries.
French fries. I don't know if I could do that. Renounce that which holds us back. You know, sometimes if you're giving up something like soda or pop and French fries, you'd think, I wonder if that was holding me back, if eating French fries wasn't. But while I'm not eating the French fries, I can do something different. I can write a letter to somebody who is sad and tell them that I hope they feel better. And while not drinking the pop, I could take the money and I could put that into a little bank and do something with that later. I'm going to renounce the thing that might be holding me back, but then I'm going to enjoy doing something that's helpful, because that's one of the things in Lent that we do. It's not just about giving up, it's about enjoying what we can do and what a difference we can make. Now, just like in the Catholic Mass that I attended last year, today, tonight, we have an opportunity to receive ashes on our foreheads. As you come forward, after we've gone through a little more of our service, think about the journey that you're going to be on with God over the next 40 plus days. And think, what needs to be renounced? And how will you enjoy? I'm going to place ashes on your forehead, and I'm going to say, these ashes remind us that we are human. And you are precious to God. Turn away from what holds you back. Turn toward Jesus. And then as the dust and the ashes touch your face, I hope you'll remember that God has unconditional love for you and for everyone. And I hope this experience reminds and challenges all of us to renounce what God calls us to renounce, and to enjoy the fullness of life that God gives. And I hope further, it reminds and challenges us to notice ways, especially during this time of journey, to care for all with kindness and justice. So let me close with this blessing. May our Lenten journey towards justice be woven with kindness. And may our Lenten journey towards kindness be woven with justice as we continually seek Jesus. May we trust that God will continually guide us. Amen.